12 to 10% from January. He's also confirmed increases in universal credit and pensions, announced a freeze in alcohol duty and put-up money for new homes. But Labour's Shadow Chancellor Rachel Reeves says growth forecasts have been downgraded for the year ahead.
The Chancellor claims that the economy has turned a corner, yet the truth is that under the Conservatives, growth has hit a dead end.
Yes.
Four men have been jailed for the murder of council worker Ashley Dale in her garden in Liverpool. The trial heard how a machine gun had been used, with the intended target being her drug dealer boyfriend. Israel has agreed a deal with Hamas for the release of some hostages in Gaza in exchange for a pause in the fighting. It's the most significant diplomatic breakthrough since the conflict began on the 7th of October. England's former deputy chief medical officer says his family received violent threats during the COVID pandemic. Professor Sir Jonathan Van Tam is giving evidence to the inquiry about how the crisis was handled. He's told the panel his workload was horrendous and he was often overwhelmed by his responsibilities. But he says his loved ones shouldn't have been brought into it.
I did not expect the police to have to say, will you move out in the middle of the night, in the middle of the evening, will you move out for a few days while we look at this and potentially make some arrests. We didn't move out because of the cat, as it happened. We didn't want to leave the cat.
Figures suggest stress, anxiety or depression accounts for half of the 1.8 million people who've been off work sick in the past year. That's higher than before the pandemic. And the remains of a possible temple from 1400 years ago has been discovered in Suffolk. Excavations at Rendlesham also revealed evidence of earlier settlements from the Neolithic, Bronze and Iron Age. That's the latest. I'm Faye Rollins.
Cheers, Faye.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
There'll still be some brief bright spells and it should remain dry for the remainder of the daylight. Mild with a gentle westerly breeze as well, but tonight will be cloudy and breezy. It should be generally dry, but the odd shower or spot of rain cannot be ruled out. A few clear spells also possible. It's going to be a mild night though. Highs of 9 and overnight lows of 7.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
Hello and welcome to Wednesday's Drive. Our guest today will be Paul May of B5, but we'll also have the usual fabulous music to get you through the afternoon. And a huge shout, as always, to Bob Simpson for a brilliant 1 to 3. And actually, you've got an extra slice of Bob, as he will be back between 1 and 3 tomorrow as well. But let's kick off our show today with a classic from the 80s.
I can't
Tuned in for the first time to Drive. We play music from the 70s right up to the nowies, and maybe a few 60s as well. Do like a bit of Monkees here in the afternoon. So, we'll be having more 80s coming up in a minute with Good Thing with Fine Young Cannibals. Actually, did you know as well that Fine Young Cannibals were actually formed by two former members of the Beat, Andy Cox and David Steele? I probably only found that out about a decade or so. What do I know? And do you know what? I love hearing from you. So if you want a request, or even if you don't want me to shout your name out, you can get hold of me. Email radio@phoenixfm.com, or my Facebook and Instagram at Joe Bailey Music, or Twitter at Joe Bailey Music 1. believe, but that is a Nowy track. Yeah, it's a new release from the wonderful Biba Dooby and Laufey as well. It's called A Night to Remember. It wouldn't be out of place in the 50s either. Absolutely love that track. Now, we've got a little break, and then we'll all be sitting down with James.
Join B-Fibre today for reliable, full-fibre broadband. Enjoy a seamless, free installation and access to our UK-based customer service team, meaning someone is always on hand to answer any questions you may have. With B-Fibre, there'll be no more kicking and screaming while you're clicking and streaming. Upgrade your world today at b-fibre.co.uk.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do, if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Do you or someone you know have a drug problem?
Talk to someone that has been there.
Narcotics Anonymous is a group of recovering addicts that has found a new way to live without the use of drugs.
For a confidential chat or to find your local meeting, call 0300 999 1212 or visit our website ukna.org. Take the first step to recovery.
Inside of a day.
going back to the 80s again with Bananarama and Funboy Free. We're really saying something, and then I'll be saying something because I'll be telling you all about what's going on the roads and on the tubes and on the rail. Not too much at the moment, so all looking good. And then don't get me wrong, I'll be playing soon as well, but around 3:30, we'll also be listening to Paul May, who's going to be joining us via Zoom, and he is from B Fibre, so I'm really looking forward to chatting to him. So that's all coming up after this. Hey, yeah, yeah.
FM travel news.
Right, well, in Brentwood, Hall Green Lane, both ways closed due to telecoms work from Park Avenue to Hutton Village. On the A127 London bound slow traffic between Netherden and Noak Bridge. A12 northbound slow traffic, junction 21 and junction 22, Whittam North. And in Rayleigh, slow traffic on the High Street, that is northbound between Rayleigh Weir Interchange and Crown Hill. And in South Benfleet, slow traffic on the A13 London Road, that's in both directions between Rayleigh Road and Kenneth Road. It's looking pretty fine elsewhere out there at the moment. So let's head over to the tube for you, because again, the rail today is looking like it's A-OK. Right, minor delays on the Hammersmith and City line due to cancellations. The underground station is still closed on the Northern line at Kentish Town due to engineering works. And speaking of engineering works, trains are also not stopping on the Piccadilly line westbound at South Ealing, but so far, so good on the rest of the network. And there'll be more updates from me in an hour. Now, we've got Pink and Trouble, and then we'll be coming back with Paul May of B Fibre.
No attorneys to plead my case. No OAS to send me in and out of space. At my fingers, I'll be jeweled with diamonds and gold. But that ain't gonna help me now. I'm trouble, yeah, trouble now. I'm trouble, yeah, I serve my time. Trouble, yeah, trouble now. I'm trouble, yeah, I got trouble.
my case. No obvious to send me into outer space. And my fingers, I'll be doomed with diamonds and gold. But that ain't gonna help me now. You think you're right, but you were wrong. You tried to take me.
And Trouble. And now it's 3:30. I almost timed it perfectly. Joining me live via Zoom is Paul May, B-Fibre's Head of Channel Management. Welcome to Phoenix FM Drive, Paul.
Hello. Oh, good afternoon, Joe. Pleasure to be here.
Oh, great. For a minute there, I thought I'd lost you, but I've got you back. We're all right. Yes. So, Paul, let me get straight to it. I want to find out, like, what and who B-Fibre is, Paul. Can you enlighten us, please?
Oh, fantastic question. Yeah, it'd be an honour. So, okay, so first thing first, B-Fibre are an internet service provider, an ISP. We provide full fibre broadband. So this is the absolute best broadband you can get in the market. And we have one purpose. Our purpose is to deliver broadband as it should be. So we want it to be fast. Our customers want it to be reliable. And also we want it at a super competitive price. And we think we actually hit the mark on all three of them. We're also very much a customer-centric business. So we do put the people at the heart of absolutely everything we do. And I think this is represented really well in our excellent Trustpilot score. Another thing that customers tell us is when they speak to us, they want to speak to someone in their local community. So we have call centres in and around the UK to support that and meet the needs of our customers. And we also have a really good community engagement team. So although, yes, we're about selling broadband, we're all about working with local communities, supporting local communities. And some great examples of that are the local work we do with local food banks, raising money for local clubs, charities, associations. We've got a couple of charities we work with in the area, a big one being Cash for Kids, which is an important charity of ours this festive part of the year. So, yeah, very customer-centric, very much about our customers, but also really big on providing excellent broadband for local communities.
Well, that's really refreshing to hear, actually, that you're working with local communities as well. It's something that warms our heart here, being a local community radio as well. But listen, Paul, I tell you what, because I was actually looking recently to change my provider. But I must admit, there's so many technical terms and abbreviations and stuff like that. Like, you do get a bit baffled, to be fair. So when you're swapping all your providers and things like that. Now, there's one thing that keeps popping up. It's FTTC and FTTP. Can you tell me what the difference is? It's all about me, Paul, see, today, so.
I love it. No, great question. And to be fair, this is the thing, that there's a lot of misunderstanding around what is super fast broadband, what is fibre broadband. And I think that question is a great question to ask, because a lot of people don't know. So FTTC broadband is it's fibre to the cabinet broadband. So this is ultimately where a network will put fibre cable to a cabinet, which is usually a green cabinet in someone's street or someone's road. Oh. But then that's where the fibre cable will end at the cabinet. And then the journey from that cabinet to a customer's premise, so a flat or a house, will be copper wiring. Oh. So at much slower speed. And depending on where you live in relation to your green cabinet, the slower the speed. So if you're unlucky and you live at the one end of the road and the green cabinet is at the other end of the road, then as crazy as it sounds, you'll actually get a much slower speed versus one of your neighbours that live closer to that green cabinet. Now, full fibre to the premise, FTTP, is where the fibre cable will run to the cabinet, but also from the cabinet to the customer's premise, their home of living, will also be full fibre cable, not copper wiring. And that's what we have. So we have full fibre to the premise, not full fibre to the cabinet and then copper wiring to the home. So one of the things that we pride ourselves on is speed. So we offer up to 900 megabytes per second, which is the full fibre to premise broadband.
Wow. Thanks for explaining that. To be fair, now it actually makes perfect sense. So yes, I've got the up with my neighbours that live the other end of the street, to be fair. Yeah. But Paul, listen, it's a real competitive market out there. I mean, I know when I've been looking to change my providers recently, right? So like, what would make your company stand out more from other providers, would you say? And that's a question, isn't it, really, for you? But yeah.
No, I love it. Again, it's a great question. Thanks, Joe. Well, do you know what? There's a number, and this is the thing. So I've already kicked off with our broadband is super fast. It's full fibre. So yeah, absolutely full, super fast and super reliable. But we kind of pride ourselves on the fact that we are enabling people's lives, that speed and that reliability and the product of our broadband, supported with a really strong Wi-Fi 6 Linksy router, means that we're enabling people's lives. So we're really passionate about that. Now, whether that be someone that doesn't do a lot of internet consumption, or that could be someone that actually does a lot of home working or gaming, communicating with people around the world, we're enabling that. So we're enabling communities with really fast, reliable broadband. We also are really upfront that we do not increase our prices in contracts. So the price you're paying day one is the same price that you'll be paying at the end of the contract. No sneaky upfront mid-contract price increases at all. I mentioned upfront cost there. We don't charge any upfront cost, so we won't charge for an installation, a setup fee, an activation, a postage fee. No upfront cost at all.
Boy, I was going to ask you that, Paul. So there, yeah, you're covering all that for me. I don't even have to ask you any questions there. So you're telling me there's no sort of like little like dodgy cost somewhere that will sneak up? Because I've heard it so many times when sort of like you've gone onto a contract and then sort of like almost like halfway through, price hikes have just suddenly come in and there's nothing you could do about it. So that's not going to happen if I was to sign up with you, say, Paul. Is that right?
Not at all. And I suppose the other thing that's worth calling out, that although our customers, when they sign up to us, know that, you know, the price they pay today will be the price they pay in 12 months' time, 18 months' time, 24 wow. months' time, when it comes to the end of the contract, there's no big price shock. So although the promotion is a 2-year promotion, so the cost is fixed for that whole 2-year period, the end of the contract, when the price does go up a little bit, it does go up a little bit. The most a person's contract with B5 will go up will be between £5 and £10. And from experience of being with some of our competitors, that's not the case with some of them. Sure. We're talking increases sometimes of literally £50, £60, £70. So even at the end of the contract, the price that the customer's left with is actually a really competitive price as well.
Okay. Now, can I go over what the most important thing is? Because, you know, people sometimes got 4 or 5 people in the household where the kids are sort of like playing games and someone else is streaming sort of like live films and things like that. What is the speed? So that you've got the upload speed and download speed as well, obviously.
Absolutely. So with ourselves, it's full fibre, so we give up to 900 megabytes per second. But again, what's really unique about us is download, but also the same for upload. And that becomes really important if people are working from home and are using Zoom or Teams to make calls. That's all about the upload speed. Yeah. The same for streaming, so Netflix or Disney or other others are available, but streaming is all about the upload, and gaming as well. Anyone that games at home, the download speed is important, but equally as important is the upload speed. So we're really proud that we give the same download as we do upload, and that's up to 900 300 megabytes per second.
Wow, that's amazing. Now, look, Paul, I've thrown loads of questions at you, right? And all the things that I've looked into when I've looked to change providers, again, it's about me today, right? Say, for instance, like, I wouldn't be happy. I don't think I would from what you've been telling me, but people do like to know as well. Is there a kind of get-out clause as well? If we were to sign up for you and not be happy, though, by what you've all said, I don't know why we wouldn't be, but just in case, it's always nice to know, to have these things, right?
100%. We are so confident in the product that we sell, and our customers tell us regularly through Trustpilot and other reviews that they're really happy. We also offer what's called a B guarantee. So within being installed, you have 30 days to test the product. And for whatever reason it may be, if you choose within that first 30 days of being live that you want to cancel, we won't charge any kind of cancellation or termination fee. It's a 30-day guarantee to test the service. And that's all about how our confidence in the product and also what our existing customers tell us already. So yeah, it's a nice to have. We're absolutely proud to offer it. Unsurprisingly, most of our customers don't take us up on the option and stay with us, but it's there as a backup for customers to try the service and decide for themselves.
That's really nice, though, because as you say, it's like it gives you more confidence in the people you're buying from if you know you can do that, even though, like you say, like people really don't sort of do that anyway with you. Paul, do you know what? You've answered a lot of the questions anyway. You've been a joy to talk to. I could talk to you all about this. Yeah, and thanks for clearing up all the FTTC and the FTTP things. It really makes a lot of sense. So is there anything else you want to add before we say goodbye?
No, not really. I suppose we've got, like a lot of companies at the minute, we have got really competitive prices, but we've also got a Black Friday sale on. So any prospective customers that are interested in switching their broadband, I would suggest have a look at our website, do a postcode check to see if BeFibre are in your area. And if you are in a lucky position where you can switch to ourselves, great offers. The Black Friday offers up to £100 Love to Shop voucher on top of the current offers that we've already got live. So, yeah, some great offers on the website. Like this weekend, now until Monday, so go check it out for yourself.
That's brilliant, Chiz. And it's B dash hyphen, isn't it, fibre.co.uk, b-fibre.co.uk. I've got that right, Paul, and I imagine if I was doing that. It is. Oh, okay, thank goodness I've done me prep well then on that one.
You have.
Paul, listen, again, thanks so much for coming along. A joy to speak to, and really easy to interview. Thank you so much for that. And now I've now got to put you on the list now, definitely, for me changing over. I'm going to do a postcode search a little bit later. Paul, thanks ever so much again. Really appreciate that. And you can check out, as Paul said there, bfibre.co.uk, and it's b-fibre.co.uk. Now, I have chosen Coldplay, Speed of Sound. Thanks again, Paul. Bye. Before I know. play Speed of Sound. Do you know what? I think that's probably the first time I've played that one on Drive. There's so many Coldplay tracks to play. There's so many brilliant tracks. Right, coming up after the break, we do have Pretenders, Don't Get Me Wrong. I know I gave it away, didn't I? Just, well, goodness me, probably before the travel around 25 past three. But first, let's have a listen to Guess the Intro.
Guess the Intro.
Once upon a time,
Cinderella,
the most magical fairy tale of them all.
You will never go to the ball.
A girl who dares to dream.
On the stroke of midnight, the spell will be broken, and everything will be as it was before.
Goodbye, my prince.
Wait, I don't even know your name.
We're back at the Towngate Theatre, Basildon, with Cinderella. There's magic, flying horses, and dreams that really do come true. From November to the 2nd of January. Book now at towngatetheatre.co.uk.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, "Me, me, me, make me your home."
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out, with two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp, and on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privett. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Your local hospice needs your support this festive season, and there are so many ways that you can make a difference. Purchase your Secret Santa and stocking filler gifts at any St. Francis Hospice store. Host a Jumpers or Gym Jams day at work, or support the Christmas Tree Recycling Service. The team at St. Francis Hospice will pick up and recycle your real Christmas tree for a donation with a brand new sponsor, the Sharp Group. So support your local hospice this Christmas.
I've seen the online.
What a Voice touring at the moment as well. Pretenders, don't get me wrong. I'll have to go actually there and have a look. Anyway, listen, I've bought some things online. I thought about that the other day, right? That I wish I hadn't, because I don't use them. And the thing is, I've got no room in my house to put anything. So if I don't use it within a week or so, it's straight up the charity shop. So they do quite well for me, to be fair. But anyway, I've had this frisbee as well, which I thought of, and I thought it'd be really nice to play for the dogs. Well, the frisbee was bigger than dogs anyway, and it had all these lights flashing around it as well. So I suppose it's perfect for an evening like this, to be fair. But I'd never use it, never did. A foot massager as well I had with lights in it. Oh, I think there's a theme. I do like the lights. And there was, oh my goodness, I've just realised. Yeah, as well, because I did have a head massager as well, and that also had lights on it as well. So do you know what? I'm very gullible then, because there I am, like I'm a salesperson dream. If there's anything with lights, then I'm the person that will probably buy something for you. Anyway, look, there's this guy that's selling, and I couldn't believe it when I was looking, a fire engine. Right now, how did he get hold of a fire engine? I hear you say, because it's exactly what I thought. I couldn't wait to read the next bit. But when I did, I found out he's an ex-fireman. So the fire engine is in working order as well. It's got all uniforms on it, oxygen masks, ladders. And he bought the engine when he kind of retired, and because he had a thatched roof. But now he's sold it and he doesn't need it anymore. So, I mean, I can understand it. If you've got a thatched roof, a fire engine is really handy to have at the bottom of your garden, isn't it, really? But now, obviously, he's not got that. He's got nowhere to go. Whether he moves into a flat, I don't know. Anyway, but he's put it out for sale. It's in total working order, as I said, but he's not had any offers yet. So if you're up for one, if you've got a thatched house roof, you're thinking, oh, yeah, that's a good idea. Anyway, but I'm sure as this news story grows, it's bound to. Let me know as well if any things, bizarre things especially, that you've bought online that's just sitting there, in your loft, in your garden, in your shed. As apparently as well, though, the ex-firefighter's friends and family also said that it's out of character for him, because he always thinks out of the box. But again, if you've bought anything bizarre online and it's absolutely no use to you, please do let me know. Radio@PhoenixFM.
As a whole.
Living in a Box. I forgot how good that one was. Yeah, that's from, Chris Mayer. Not yet. Wait a minute. Casey and the Sunshine Band. Always getting carried away with his boogie shoes there. You know what song's coming up next. But that was Living in a Box from 1987. Their very first UK hit there. Now, in the second half, we're going to have a four at 4:30 because we've got a classic top 40 chart hit from this day, from a fab year. We've got a new poll alert as well. And we'll be kicking off the hour with a track that was number one on this day in 1984. So I will see you after the news. Go on then, Casey. Go on.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.